You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I am Paris.
Hey everyone, we are back with another episode of I Am Paris here with my beautiful aunt Kyle Richards, and we're going to talk about how she's slipping right now.
Am I slipping?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
I'm just double checking.
You look hotter than ever.
Okay.
And you're slipping.
Okay. So that's what it is. Just that if you look good is what you're slipping.
No, it's like a way you, a little bit of everything. The way you feel, the way you look, the way.
So if you feel good and you look good, you're slipping.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean everything's going perfect though.
No.
Okay, good.
Life isn't
because
perfect.
If that's the case, I'm not slipping.
Life isn't perfect.
This is right. This is very true. Okay.
So you just have to slive your best life.
I'm sliving. I'm telling you, I'm here sliving away at your house.
Yes.
Yes.
Slivington Manor.
So everyone knows you from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What originally led you to join the show?
You know, Portia was 1 year old and I really didn't know what reality television was. So I thought, oh, well, this is just something where they'll follow me around and I get to be with my kids all day because it's just following my life, because that's what you heard. And my life was driving my kids to school, going to the market, doing homework, and taking them to tennis lessons and dentist appointments. I thought, well, what could go wrong? I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I had no idea. But I mean, even though there's been so much negativity that has come with it, there's been a lot of positive as well. So I wouldn't take back that decision. I mean, which is weird to think because this season has been so difficult, but my life has been difficult. So it's not just that the show was, it's just living my life in front of the cameras has been very challenging this past year.
I'm sorry.
Well, you've been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love you so much.
I love you too. You're the cutest.
Yes.
Can you share a hilarious or unexpected behind the scenes moment from filming the show that the audience didn't get to see?
Well, this season, let me think. I mean, there's always something, but this season, you know, I never like to be say anything negative if we're staying in a hotel or, you know, a home or eating at a restaurant, because I'm not going to do that to someone's business or anything. So we were really cautious about what we said about the house that we stayed in Spain. But then when I saw that the show aired, people were not really holding back. That house is haunted.
Really?
And yes. I'm not even kidding you.
Like real ghosts?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, one of the producers, he had a video where he was shooting something. And honestly, it sounds like such a cliche and such a joke, but literally sounded like chains rattling. And he was so scared in the video. I had weird things happen with my light and the door were locked and then the handle fell off and I was locked in there and I was like, absolutely not. A lot of weird things. And we would laugh about it because we didn't know what else to do. But we were also like, why are we in this place? 13 years and this is where we end up. So there's always a lot of funny moments. And the moment with the ashes when Sutton threw her friend Merce's ashes out to sea and they all blew back in our face. It was so much more intense in real life. But we could only fit so much in an hour episode. So, I mean, you could even hear the crew laughing. When I hear the crew laughing, you know, it's really funny because they're, you know, they're professional. But when they laugh and I can hear it, it's really hard for me to keep a straight face. So that was really funny.
When the ashes blew on everyone, they were laughing?
They went in my mouth, Paris. A person that
was
I didn't
real
even know.
Ashes?
Yes. A dead person's ashes blew on all of us and went in my mouth.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't want to laugh, but I mean, what else am I going to do? I don't know what to tell you. That was not exactly something I wanted to do in jest.
What did you do?
Spit it out, went off camera. I was like spitting. Of course, they cut part of that out because I kept going over and over.
Was it all in everyone's faces? Like,
yeah, it was all over. Yeah, all over our
makeup.
Clothes and our face and Garcelle's jackets. So even though that was shown, it wasn't shown, you know, as much. But there's always little, you know, little things like that. But they get lost sometimes when we can't show every little detail on the show.
Yeah, because you can't fit everything into one episode.
No. And it was really funny when Erica was drunk at the table in Spain. She knocked over my non-alcoholic beer and it looked like olive oil, the color of it. And she started dipping her bread in it and like it was olive oil. And then she was eating it. And then the waiter came up and she said, "Is this pate?" And I was like, but they didn't show that. So, I mean, we just died laughing that whole night. It was so funny. And I wish they could, like, I wish it could have been a whole night of just that.
Is it so different now being on the show now that you don't drink and just like being in situations?
It is. It is in the sense that I have less anxiety about the actual show. Because you don't want to wake up. I was the kind of person that, you know, I would go out and have a few drinks, have so much fun, wake up the next day, feel like my life was crumbling. Why did I drink anything? You know, why do I share too much? I overshare. Why did I do the splits? Why did I do this? Why did I do that? And I would just be miserable. And then when you're thinking, I mean, I do that without a camera. So then I would throw the whole camera thing into it. Oh my God, now 6 months, what is this going to look like in 6 months? I would just torture myself. So to remove that from the show in itself is amazing. I don't ever have to think about that. And love being the only sober one when they try to question what happened the night before. I'm like, let me tell all of you exactly what happened. And also don't question me. You know, in those moments, I'm thinking, okay, if you were going to say what exactly happened last night and question me when I'm the only, you know, sober one in the room, yeah, I think I'm going to win this one.
You might remember more than everyone
else. I think
I'm
going to remember a little more than you all will.
Has it been hard for you or you're just...
No.
You just feel great.
You know, I feel just great. I just made that decision to cut out just, you know, at that time, I wanted to lose weight. And I had gained weight after having my breast reduction because I couldn't work out for 6 weeks. And I was in Europe and I was eating and drinking wine at lunch and margaritas at night. And I had gained weight and did not feel good about myself. And when I left Europe, I said, I'm not going to have any. Actually, Mo, for the first time ever, he's never said anything like this to me. He looked at me and he said, when we get back to LA, we really got to like, you know, watch it and what we eat and start working out. And he's never, ever said something like that to me. And I snapped at him. I'm like, I don't need you to tell me that. You don't think I know that? And I was like, I'm not going to have any alcohol. I'm not going to have any pasta, bread, sugar. And I was like, huh, I'll show you. And then, you know, now when we go to dinner, you have nobody to have drink your wine with you. So, and it started to come off really fast because I was in the gym every day. And once I saw those results, it kept inspiring me to keep going and going and going. At one point, I think I went too far. But to never wake up feeling bad, to never wake up you know, hungover, never wake up, regretful, remorseful, embarrassed, or just anxiety, because even if you did nothing, I would be thinking, did I do something? Mm-hmm. So I just never feel that ever now, ever. And I just don't think I ever will again, because I don't see myself drinking ever again.
That's awesome.
But I promise I'm still fun.
I know. Runs in our blood.
I don't drink either. I don't go out. Relationship, which we can share with your listeners here, is that I always went out, like, to the clubs with Paris, always. Mm-hmm. And Kathy felt safe because I was the aunt and I would keep an eye on things, which I really would. If there was anybody there that I didn't like or I thought was bad news, they were just deleted, moved. I would just quietly have been like, you know, can you make sure that they don't come near here, or like, don't let them come into the club, whatever. But we would also have so much fun together. So it was the perfect balance. So it was my job, you guys. I had to go to the clubs and have fun. It was my duty as an aunt. But we would have more fun than anybody, mm-hmm. right?
So much fun.
Yeah, so
the 2000s were so fun.
So fun.
People don't know what fun is anymore.
I know.
Before, like, social media killed nightlife.
Ruining everything. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, now you're out just doing nothing and you see people sneak pictures and you're like, ugh. It would not be fun to be young and in that world in this time, like going out. And I mean, there's no room for error these days.
No.
And nobody's forgiving or understand that people make mistakes. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But it was so much fun.
I know. And I just love that too, that we, you know, we would go. Remember the pole in your old house?
Yes.
And remember it fell out of the ceiling once?
No, it did.
You don't remember that?
Who did it?
Maybe me. I don't remember. I feel like it was somebody did it and it fell. But then we still wanted to use it. So we were like, just beat it. I'm talking about the one on your old house. So fun. So fun.
Oh, those were the days. But I don't even go out anymore unless I have to for work.
Same.
Like, I don't go out. I don't drink. I'm just like,
same.
I care less. Dogs and my babies.
Well, that's how I am, except I wasn't like that at your age. But I am now. I never go anywhere. I'm like, I mean, yeah. It's so funny. I don't know. I prefer to stay home. Times have changed. And right now there's been so much scrutiny and so many eyeballs on me. When I go out, it makes me feel self-conscious and I don't know, just rather be home with, like you said, with my dogs, my kids, and just peaceful. Yeah.
Do you like watching any other TV shows?
I don't watch television
at all.
Mm-mm. I mean, of course, I've seen episodes of things or parts of episodes, or sometimes I'll have something on in the background, but as a rule, I just don't really watch television. I've always been a reader. I love reading. And I know there's amazing television and, like, smart television. It's not like it used to be. It's not like embarrassing to watch TV. There is, you know, great TV out there. I don't know what it is. I just, I like to read. So I do that. And then when I'm not being good, I will scroll and then I want to punch myself. I'm like, what have I done? I got in bed with, like, the best book, and I have been scrolling and now my eyes are closing and then I haven't opened my book yet. And then I get really mad at myself. So then the next day I have to make a promise to myself.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
How do you decide what you want to share on TV versus keeping private?
I don't think I really have a choice in my job. I know that sounds funny to some people, but I mean, of course, like the biggest parts of your life, this is what I signed up for. The people who are close to me, who work on the show, they all know. So it's not like, you know, I can keep that from them. But within those problems, like for example, my marriage, I came out immediately and I said, I would be lying to you guys if I didn't tell you that my husband and I are having problems. We've had the hardest year we've ever had. That was a really difficult thing for me to say. It was a difficult thing for me to admit because I was always so proud of my marriage and my family that I had built. So I don't think that they realized just how hard that was for me to say. Plus, Mo didn't want to talk about it and our girls didn't even know. So it was really sad and it was hard. But obviously, you know, all of a sudden the women, and I don't want to say all of them, which I don't like when people say, it makes it seem like every single person, which it wasn't. You know, it was some women more than others, and some were supportive. But it's like they wanted to know the exact reasons and they were like angry about it. Like, what exactly happened in your marriage? I felt like I was on trial when, I don't feel like I owe them the intimate details of my marriage and what the exact breakdown was. You know, I've shown a lot of my life on the show for, you know, going on 14 years now. And, you know, we have to draw the line somewhere, somewhere. You know, I'm protecting my family. I love Mo a lot, you know, regardless of whether we're together or not. He's the father of my children. He's my friend. You know, we have love and respect for each other. So no, guess what? That's more important to me than the cast or the show. So yeah, certain things I just can't say.
Yeah. I can't imagine having to have people invade my life like that. And
I mean, like you go through a different situation, more like the public, you know, and obviously a lot of other things in your personal life, but like when it's, you know, the cast and, you know, they're your friends, some of them obviously closer than others. I just wanted, I needed their support.
Yeah.
You know? And it actually, to me, would have been a good time. You know, it's a different time these days. You know, we're in 2024 and, you know, women should be supporting each other. And I really needed it. And it was sad to me that panned out the way that it did. It didn't have to be like that.
Do you feel like you have support from people now?
I feel like, you know, yes, some people. I feel like, you know, I mean, Sutton and I are in a good place now. I do think she feels bad. I know she bumped into Mo in New York and she apologized to him. And then, you know, she has said to me, she said on camera to me, I'm sorry that I've been a bad friend. And we're in a good place now. And I know she meant that. And I'm not really sure what the motivation was for that. And I'm someone who likes to forgive and forget and move on. And then there's other people that, you know, I'm not in a good place with, which makes me sad. So, you know, it's the nature of the beast with this, with the show.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why it's so scary when having those two sisters on, let me tell you.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's hard. You know, I mean, those are obviously the hardest moments I've ever had being on The Housewives. And then this last year.
Yeah. Really strong.
I think all of us are really strong.
Yeah.
I always think, you know, our family, we're really strong, but I've definitely been tested a lot. That's for sure.
I can relate.
I know you can.
I was going to ask, do you watch the other Housewives shows, but you don't watch TV? So no.
No, but like during the pandemic, I did see some. I got into Potomac for a minute during the pandemic. That was the time I did watch television. I watched some of The Crown and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I don't know. The OC Housewives have the same crew as we do. So sometimes if it's like the Bravo's on in the background, I'll see something like, oh, I heard about that. What's going on? But then I have to get like, you know, I want to get the scoop. But for me to watch, it's like I see through everybody's BS. I know who's real, who's not. You know, it's like when I do what I do for this long, I think it's harder to watch. But some people, you know, the Housewives love watching because of that, because, you know, it's intriguing to them to see, oh, how the other franchises, you know, maneuver through this whole crazy world.
Do you have a favorite housewife outside of Beverly Hills?
Do I have a favorite? Well, I got close with Kenya during the Ultimate Girls Trip. Mm-hmm. And so she's great. And I adore her. She's fun and sweet and such a girl's girl. And I can say things without, you know, I haven't seen these other shows. So not necessarily. I mean, I've seen, of course, some of them. But, you know, someone could be like, oh, that person's horrible on the show. But I'm like, I've only met this person and thought they were really sweet. Or, oh, that person's amazing. They're so sweet. I'm like, oh, I met them and they were not so nice. So I just have to go by the person that I know. But I do love Kenya. And, you know, some of the other franchises I know, like I know Ramona, I see her in Aspen, and I actually did the Ultimate Girls Trip with her too. Mm-hmm. She's entertaining. She's good TV. I will say that.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
looking back at your time with The Real Housewives, what is one moment that you wish you could relive and one you'd prefer to forget?
Moments that I wish I could relive. I would have to go back to season one where my kids were so little because, I don't know, that's a happy time for me. My kids are little like that. And something that I would like to forget about this last season or season five with Aunt Kim in Amsterdam or season 12 with your mom and Aspen.
I can't believe it's been this many seasons.
It's crazy. So many years. I mean, in the first season, they show me crawling into Portia's crib to try to get her to fall asleep. And now she's driving.
Oh my God.
It is really wild. I mean, she has no memory of her life without the show. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, but she also like doesn't really get that we're on a show. She doesn't pay attention, like doesn't think about
it. It's just like a part of her life, so.
Yeah, and she doesn't care or think about it or people don't react to her differently because of it at all. So it's just like,
I love her.
Just like, whatever, that's my mom's job and whatever.
How do you handle absurd headlines and all the rumors and speculations that come with each season of the show?
Ignore them. Tune them out. I mean, no one could answer that question better than you. There's, I would say 98% of them are lies, made up or something misconstrued. So I just ignore them.
Yeah.
Life's too short. Exactly. I love when people say like, you signed up for this, too bad. I'm like, I didn't know that was going to be tortured by you, all of you out there. Right? Would you love when people say that? Well, too bad. You're the public eye. You deserve to be, you know, verbally abused and bullied. Why? Why? Why can't we be kinder? Like, you know, just because I'm on television. I mean, I am a human being who has struggles as well and good days and bad days like everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, some bad people out there. That's how they think.
Yep. But there's a lot of good people too, I have to say.
Yeah, there is.
You know, some people.
Then there's like a few trolls and.
I know. I feel bad for them. To go back to your question, like, how do I handle that? I realize, honestly, there are some mean people out there. But what I've learned is that there's so many nice people. Like, you know, I've gotten the best DMs this season from, I'm rubbing her, the nicest, kindest, supportive DMs I've ever gotten in all of the years of being on the show. People telling me that they admire my strength for standing up for myself, for taking the initiative not to drink, to just choose not to drink alcohol, because, you know, to make it like a normal thing, just to go out and have fun without alcohol. People that are going through struggles in their marriage and they find, you know, seeing someone else go through a hard time and being strong gives them strength. So it feels good to know that good can come out of doing something like this and that there are really kind people out there, strangers that are praying for my family and me every day. And I'm always so touched by it. I read them and I take a screenshot and I'm like, you know, they bring me to tears sometimes.
Me too. I do that almost every day. I always search on TikTok. Like I'll search Paris, the memoir, or I'll search my name and just to watch people's videos and read their messages. It's just so touching. Or I just will sit and cry and just be like, feeling so much love.
I wish I could respond to each and every person. I see them and I'm just really touched by it. And then, you know, when Laureen passed away to suicide, so many people reached out to me about that. And so many people said that seeing that episode for her celebration of life saved their life, they told me. When they saw that how affected to see loved ones were, that they had considered that and they changed their mind. And I mean, I was really blown away by how many people reached out about that too.
That's really powerful.
Yeah, it really is powerful. And it's crazy to think that reality television can reach people and touch people in that way. So there are you know, good aspects to it as well.
It's not all toxic. There's some nice things that happen sometimes.
It's really not. I mean, I end up defending it a lot because I do see a lot of the positive side to it, obviously. And like I said, even though I've had difficult times, I wouldn't take it back. You know, the good has outweighed the bad, or I wouldn't have done it for 13 years.
Mm-hmm. I love seeing you with my two babies, Phoenix and London. What do you think of me as a mom?
Well, I always knew that you'd be a great mom because, like I said, you were always sweet since you were little. You can always tell, you know, when someone is a nurturer and a caretaker by nature with how they are with animals. And you were always so great with animals, so loving. So obviously, you know, you were going to be with your babies.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed.
You and Nikki are so much more relaxed as parents than I ever imagined you would be. Do you remember how scared I was and uptight I was?
Yeah.
I was so worried, and you guys are very chill, and it's really nice to see. I mean, oh, so cute. I feel I definitely see you in both of them.
See, he looks more like me, and I feel like London looks like Nikki.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when I saw, they changed so much at this age, but the last I saw London, I have a picture of you when you were a newborn. I think I posted it on Instagram. Remember I tagged you like about a month ago? And that picture reminds me a lot of London.
She's so cute.
And then with Phoenix, you know, depending on what angle, it was like just exactly your face.
I know. The baby photos look like twins sometimes. It's so crazy.
So cute. He's so cute. I love seeing you as a mommy.
I love it.
I know.
So fun.
But you had a lot of training with all these animals, right?
Yes.
Having to like feed them and wake up with them and take them to the bathroom. Now it's just instead, you know, diapers and baby food.
So cute. Do you have any parenting tips for me?
Well, I always say, you know, you get out of your kids what you put into them. And I love hearing you say that you're happy being at home now and not going out as much because, you know, it's hard. You're a working woman. Mm-hmm. You work really hard and you're now a working mom. But you got all that out of your system. So now you really can be home and be here with your kids. And that's always how I was with my kids, always home with them. And if I did go places, taking them with me. And you just really see that, you know? So what you put into them, you get out of them, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. How do you maintain a healthy work-life balance?
Well, that changes as the years go on. Now, you know what, before I would say no to everything except, you know, work stuff. I would have to miss out on my friend's birthday, you know, trip, or, you know, I wouldn't plan a birthday trip. But now that my kids are grown and Portia's 16 and she's always, you know, just with her friends and has plans now, I do more things. So it's easier to have time for myself. You know, I can go on a birthday trip with my friends and, you know, make that time for myself. And, you know, I make sure that I work out every single day, no matter what. And then my day starts, where before I couldn't do that. So now my balance is, you know, working out, work, and spending time with people I love and that I know love me and support me. And people that when you leave, you feel better, you know, instead of worse.
Yeah. No more energy vampires.
Exactly.
Well, it's much fun talking about the present with you, and stay tuned for a final episode about the future coming out soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.